more details are released on the $1 billion farm bill allocation for research and development of cellulosic fuels over the next 5 years. Those specifics are in the National Biofuels Action Plan, aimed at reducing the nation's dependency on foreign oil and increasing renewable energy sources. The plan was jointly introduced by Secretary of Agriculture Ed Schaefer.
One of the best new programs will provide loan guarantees of up to $250 million to biorefineries that pioneer new cellulosic production technologies.
And Energy Secretary Sam Bodman.
It shows us the way to enhance our energy security and to prepare for tomorrow's energy challenges.
Bodman says reducing our addiction to oil is doable.
With alternative fuels like corn-based ethanol and biodiesel.
Corn ethanol certainly is improving. We're looking at yield increases dramatically in the facilities by fermentation process. We're getting much more ethanol per acre of corn than we did just a few years ago.
Agriculture Secretary Ed Schaefer says,
this means that we must move forward with the next generation of biofuels made from waste materials like crop residues and woody biomass. Dedicated energy crops also, like switchgrass, poplar trees, and algae, and maybe even orange peels.
Schaefer says there are logistical and infrastructure challenges and scientific and technological barriers to break down in order to closer realize the country's biofuel and renewable energy industry. Schaefer describes the process.
How we are going to grow and produce the feedstocks of the future. How to get those feedstocks we need from the farm and the forest to the refinery. How to convert them into fuel once they arrive, and how to get that fuel to places where the consumers can purchase it.
The plan also calls for doing this in an economically and environmentally sustainable manner. For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.